That Last Infirmity by Michael Butt. Based on a documentary account by Peter Ford and Michael Howell.
Get out!
It's okay.
No! Okay, Bob? No! Give me a... Lay down the seat! Son of a bitch! Oh,
hey.
Oh, God! Get me out of here! Oh, no! Ah!
Major Reed, do sit. Did I pull you away?
Sir?
From the celebrations.
No, sir.
Scotch. Sit down. You look frightened.
I beg your pardon?
Why, Walter? We can afford to relax.
Certainly.
On such a night. Cheers.
Cheers.
To America and Cuba. You were wondering.
Sir?
You said to yourself... What does he want?
I, to be honest with you, I don't
Walter,
believe I...
Walter, I know the way the Army works. Your superior officer calls you into his office. You wonder. You ask yourself...
I did anticipate.
Exactly. You anticipated. And what...
Cuba?
Cuba. Yes.
Our troops down there, their health, the question of...
Could I break in there?
Certainly, sir.
By what right do I interrupt this glorious evening?
What did the newspapers call it?
Sir?
It put it in perspective.
A splendid little war. Meaning?
We beat the Spaniards hollow.
A way to end the century. 1898 will be remembered as the year we beat the Spaniards hollow and gave Cuba their chance of a bright new future. But splendid, though little, meaning we will have greater wars.
Oh, yes.
Resounding victories. But this one is not to be sniffed at. A little more scotch.
Maybe a little.
So I wouldn't be interrupting your celebrations if someone hadn't already interrupted mine. Why did we attack Cuba, Waller?
To restore democracy, sir.
Good. To restore democracy. But a great nation can never afford the luxury of a single motive. You act in good faith, but you have to drag your interests behind you. We have interests.
Yes, sir.
We can't behave like children. Other men will snatch things away from us if we do. That's why our troops are on the ground in Cuba.
Sir?
We want to cut a canal through the Isthmus of Panama so we can move our warships between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans and quickly. Any questions so far?
Somebody interrupted your celebration.
What?
You said somebody...
That's right. As Surgeon General to the United States Army, I am responsible for the health of all our soldiers. I am aware that an army swept up in an epidemic cannot fight.
Epidemic?
You said Cuba. I thought you'd guessed.
I don't think I...
What is the difference between a microorganism and a Spanish soldier?
Sir?
The Spanish soldiers are easier to kill.
You want me to go to Cuba? Is that what you're...
Walter, we are military men. Our opportunities are often embedded in danger.
Yes, sir.
Now, drink.
Yeah?
Dr. Cal?
Who wants to know?
My name's Lazier.
Found your way.
I just asked at the gate.
I meant to Cuba.
Oh, I managed to get on the boat.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you look sane.
Excuse me?
You can't always tell.
With permission, I think...
What?
Well, this is where I want to be. I want to be here.
That's what I mean. Do you know Walter Reed?
Major Reed?
Yeah.
I've never met him. I've heard him speak.
Yeah. Everybody's heard him speak. He likes to speak.
He's an authoritative man.
Yeah, so you weren't taken in either, Mr. Lazier.
I'm Dr. Lazier. Look, is there a problem here?
Mr. Reed is coming to talk to us. And when he's done, I think we'll find we're going to be working together.
On what?
On what? I don't know. I can guess. Your research experience is on the malarial parasite at the Johns Hopkins, yes?
Yes, that's right. What's your field?
I'm 46 years old. I've only been qualified for 9 years. Before that, I was a lumberjack and a blacksmith and a laborer. See, I don't have a field. I didn't get to the Pasteur Institute.
I see.
What do you see?
My qualifications bother you.
Bother me? They don't bother me. They bother you?
This is bullshit.
I beg your
pardon. We're going to be working together. I think we should declare a moratorium on resentment.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you do this then? Break into Latin?
Listen.
You listen. I don't resent anything. I have plenty of my own ideas to bring to this project.
What project?
What did they say to you?
That there was going to be a commission to look into tropical diseases. And to you?
That's it. That's all.
Gentlemen?
Ah, Major Reed.
Your family is installed, Dr. Lazier?
Yes, Major. Thank you.
Good. And Dr. Carroll, all well?
Yeah, we're pretty curious about the project.
Of course. Of course you are. No lesser a person than the Surgeon General George Sternberg has set this wheel in motion.
What's the project?
You're impatient. Good. What is the enemy that stalks Cuba? The real enemy. Capable of wiping out an entire army. Put it in the balance, if you would, the military consequences of an epidemic. And weigh it against doing battle...
Epidemic?
Yellow fever, gentlemen. Any questions?
He was frightened.
I notice you seem gratified.
I don't mind seeing the old man sweat. He knows what Sternberg's asking.
Oh, man.
The coded message is we mustn't fail. Failing has a domino effect in the army. Nobody wants to disappoint the guy above him, and no one will thank the guy below him.
Well, there are other reasons for doing it.
You mean the pursuit of knowledge?
I mean to stop people suffering and dying.
Did you ever watch anybody dying from yellow fever?
No, I don't even know the symptoms.
You name it. Chills, rigors, headache, backache, what else? Nausea, weakness, vomiting, not necessarily in that order. And the death knell, gastric hemorrhage.
El vomito negro.
Yeah, you could die in Spanish. The bitch is a deceptive remission. The patient thinks he's over it, but after 2 or 3 days, there's this intense jaundice, bleeding from the mouth and nose. By this time, the patient is violent. Hunted by his own worst demons. Convulsions, death.
Well, maybe we'll make a difference.
I can see you're a very sweet young man.
What?
I can see. You think America would be putting money into this if its troops weren't here?
I don't care, Carol. I just want to get started, all right?
The official view on yellow fever is here. Yeah, Popular Science Monthly, 1878, Dr. L.S. Tracy. Yellow fever occupies a singular position between the contagious and non-contagious diseases. Although the emanations of the sick are connected with the spread of the disease, they seem to require an appropriate environment in which to germinate and develop. This environment must be warm and moist, and there the germs, whatever they are, lie and grow, or in some way develop, until they are able to migrate. You know what that's saying?
Yeah, they don't know what it is.
Not what it is, or how it communicates, where it comes from. It's bullshit.
But we do know some things.
Yes. The question is it a contagion? I mean, like, recently, here in Havana, I thought it was going to be a full-blown epidemic, but it stayed in the low-lying houses. And even then, it only picked one or two from each house. And people living on the top floors were left untouched. Can you figure that?
No.
What we've got is worthless.
Folk tales can tell you a lot.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
There's an authority here in the island.
Who?
Finley.
Oh, Finley?
His reputation.
Is worthless.
As someone who's pursued a certain path.
Unsuccessfully.
Now, wait a minute, Carol.
Do we have time for the likes of Dr. Finley? If you think so, go and get him.
You're a very aggressive man. Do you know that? Sometimes, without accepting commonplace views, we find a grain of something in them.
Huh.
I mean, the idea that yellow fever clings to a place rather than a person. Some houses have come to be known as yellow fever houses as a consequence of that. Now the local people observe these houses as dangers to be avoided, especially after dark. That's another factor. Reputations may not be true, but they signify. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, it doesn't like the cold, whatever it is.
It's seasonal, like Christmas. You have a sense of humor. That's good.
Thank you. I don't need you to tell me that.
So, how do you suggest we proceed, Dr. Carroll?
We're going to study it. We're going to look with eyes unencumbered with ambition. We're going to see the obvious. And then we're going to get rich and famous.
I wanted to show you the fever ward myself.
Of course, Major.
It's as well to see its effects firsthand.
Lest we forget,
Dr. Carroll,
that it kills people.
Indeed. During the last 50 years, 35,000 in Havana alone. A nurse, can this man talk?
His fever is reduced. He should be able to...
My name is Major Reed. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
This is Dr. Lazier and Dr. Carroll. They're going to help cure your illness.
It's good to see them, sir.
Now tell us your story.
Sir?
Tell us how you got yellow fever.
What's your name, Trooper?
Thompson, sir.
Thompson, tell me, when did you fall ill?
It was the evening, sir.
Evening.
That's right, sir. We were off duty. The other guys were going fishing, but I said no. I had this headache. And I was going to write to Louise, that's my wife back in Atlanta, but I couldn't. I felt sick with it. I couldn't eat. Nothing. When the guys got back, I had the shakes. I mean, up until then, they've been ragging me about it, you know, making out it was because I've been with women. But when they got back, they could see that it was serious. So I reported sick.
You'd been somewhere in the afternoon?
We were cutting trees, sir, for the stockade.
You're down in the woods by the camp?
Did you vomit?
Sir?
Did you throw up?
Yes, sir. God awful stuff. I'm coming out of it now.
You're feeling better?
Yes, sir. I feel my fever's all but left me, and I don't ache anymore. And this is the best of it. I'm sleeping. I had nightmares.
You did?
Yes, sir. Terrified me like a kid. A spider was coming after me.
We'll let you rest. At least he's getting over it.
Mm.
What?
He may not be.
Do you think it's a false remission?
What do you think?
We have no way of knowing. Gentlemen, I have to be off.
But his fever's gone. Surely this...
I'll buy you a drink.
I must go home.
Ah, yes, the family, Dr. Lizzie, are very commendable.
My wife's waiting.
Naturally.
Right. Until tomorrow, then.
Well, I'll say goodnight, Major.
I'm free.
I figured you might be.
Yes, we bachelors are unencumbered. Do you know of any bars?
What is this place?
I don't know. Waiter?
Oh, no.
No.
Waiter! So why'd you bring me here?
What? I brought you?
I think you did.
Oh.
Si, senor.
Dos... Oh, Christ. What?
Senor?
What?
My friend wants...
What am I asking for?
Two brandy.
Yeah. Dos...
That's how many?
Yeah. Look, two...
I can't speak English.
Oh, Christ.
Two brandy, sir.
Listen, Carol, what do you make of Lazier?
He's all right.
He's not like us.
No.
Can he do his job?
I don't know.
I don't want him to mess it up. Keep an eye on him, will you?
You need to
keep an open mind. We don't want to pursue our own pet theories. We'll end up lost. Sternberg's got an interest.
Has he?
Listen. He has a bacterium isolated.
What, a Sternberg?
It's an interest of his. He says he's isolated it from yellow fever patients. If we can, he hasn't said as much, but I know. His instructions are, confirm that what I've got is the real thing. Every disease has its moment. Right now, everyone's eyes are on yellow fever. The man
who... I see.
He'd take us up. He wouldn't ignore us. Our names would be on the findings.
But they'd be his.
Yes. Whatever happens down here, if we come good, everyone's going to put their name on it. Everyone's going to say it was them. If Sternberg's at the top, we'll be guaranteed a place, that's all. Does that make any difference to you?
I suppose not.
And that's what I mean. Keep an eye on Lazier. Where are those drinks?
Is she asleep?
Just in time. I'd about run out of songs.
You hungry?
No. Just tired.
How did you get on today?
All right.
What do they want you to do?
And they want us to find a cure for yellow fever.
Good. They've got the best man.
Well.
What's the matter?
They put me with somebody called Carol. We're going to be working closely together. I'm going to have to be able to trust them.
And you don't?
I don't know.
Not everyone can be as brilliant as you.
He doesn't have to be brilliant, just methodical, hardworking, and honest. Or any two from those three I'd settle for, but...
What if he isn't?
I'll be wasting my time.
Do you wish we hadn't come here?
What? Is it dangerous?
The word.
Is that what you're asking?
I don't like it here.
We've only been here 3 days, Alice.
I know.
Stop him! Bastard! Help! Help! Look! Hands! Keep them off me!
Nothing there.
You can see them! You can see them in your face!
No.
Oh my God! Oh no! I can't get out of here! Jesus, help me!
This is pointless. Don't you think so?
Is it?
How long are we going to continue these autopsies?
You want quick results?
We're wasting our time.
We've only been at it 2 weeks.
But what are we doing?
What we set out to do.
To isolate bacteria. We're drawing blood off, we're cutting up bodies, and what have we found? Nothing that could be responsible for yellow fever.
You have other ideas?
Let's look somewhere else.
I know what this is about. I know what you're saying.
What?
With your background, you don't need to care what anyone thinks. You don't have any need to look over your shoulder.
Is this you talking? Listen, Carol, keep in touch. Who do you think is going to be impressed with a bunch of nothing? Because that's what we're getting here.
Are you ready for the next cadaver, doctors?
Thank you, nurse.
Oh, it's Private Thompson.
Take him away.
Sir?
Take him away.
I'm not uninterested.
Oh, good.
I'm surprised you've come to see me so soon.
We need to speak to you, Major Reed.
Dr. Carroll?
Major, we've decided to start again.
Have you?
It's the only course of action that makes sense to us.
Why?
We're getting nowhere with the present inquiry. We're looking for an organism that doesn't exist. Meanwhile, it goes on killing people.
Dr. Carroll, you're very quiet.
I think there are arguments.
For what? What have you done so far?
We have conducted very many clinical studies and have drawn a blank. The yellow fever season is now upon us.
Dr. Carroll, I'd like you to say something.
Sooner or later, General Sternberg is going to find out that the bacillus he has kept for 13 years has nothing to do with yellow fever. He's going to feel stupid. He's going to look for people to blame. So, I'm saying this. The field is open. It's anybody's to take. Better to let him down in private before it matters. Then at least he can say, well, my boys are following a completely new direction down there in Cuba.
What had you in mind?
We're discussing it.
You haven't reached any...
We're finalizing.
Okay. Carry on.
Major, we've decided to try and give ourselves yellow fever.
Say again?
We think that would be the best thing to do.
Oh, you do?
It presents a unique clinical opportunity.
No, I'll tell you what it presents. It presents a unique opportunity to kill yourselves. Carol?
We could observe it better than how it starts, how
Shut
it...
Shut up a minute, Carol! You go for this, and you're on your own, Lazier. What is wrong?
Major,
do you love controversy?
No, Major, I love the truth.
Jesus, you hear this, Carol? Are you looking at me?
As a matter
of... Are you looking at me? Are you saying there was no warning of this lunacy? Lazier, you may pursue this truth or whatever you're pursuing elsewhere.
I'm going along with it.
What?
What the hell? It may work.
No.
And it's the only way.
Carol.
We're looking for volunteers. There's Lazier and me to start with. Do you know of anybody else?
No.
You don't?
In fact, it's unfortunate.
What?
That you're starting this up now.
Why?
Just at this very moment, I'm being recalled to Washington. I've got to...
Yeah.
I've got to finish a report.
So you won't be here?
No.
Oh, that's all right, Major. We'll keep you in touch.
Yes. Any news you'll...
Yeah, of course.
We'll keep you in touch.
Yes.
I am honored, gentlemen.
Well, not at all, Dr. Finlay.
Oh, yes. The two gentlemen are such preeminence in their chosen fields.
You've obviously heard we have a need for flattery.
How did you hear about me?
Anyone interested in finding an answer to yellow fever on Cuba has heard about your work, Dr. Finley.
I am but an obscure physician.
Well, we're all that.
I labor alone. I have labored alone for many years.
The best work is done alone.
The admiration of one's colleagues would sometimes be pleasant, nonetheless.
Well, we're here now.
From which I surmise you have come to a dead end in your other inquiries. Am I right?
You're right.
I am, as it were, your last stop.
You are our last hope.
It amounts to the same thing.
I wonder...
You're impatient.
I'd be interested to hear your theories.
And if I say I don't have any theories...
Then I'll say goodbye.
Carol...
The obeisance is over. We're scientists. We're doctors. We're equals, and we're here for a purpose. Now, help or don't help?
Dr. Finley, I apologize for Dr.
I mean, I don't have theories. I have knowledge.
Yeah, unproven.
Yes, unproven. I know how yellow fever is communicating. Please, come into the house. And this is how I breathe them. This bowl of water is duplicated by nature all over the island. These little cigar-shaped eggs you can see were laid by the female of the common house mosquito.
Culex
fasciatus, that's correct.
They dry out, and when the warm rains come, they begin to develop.
Now, only the female sucks blood, of course, to fertilize her eggs. And it's she who spreads yellow fever. I am convinced of it.
Okay, so we have our little monster.
This is the one.
Let me look at her. Huh. She's the one you took to the fever ward.
Yep. She was happy to be there, I can tell you.
What do you mean?
You're kidding. I found her a nice yellow fever victim. I laid her gently on his arm.
Christ.
She bit and filled herself with this fellow's infected blood.
She didn't look very happy.
She's ready for some more.
Look.
What?
You want to go ahead with this?
Huh? Yes.
You want... I mean, you're really going to go ahead with...
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
What?
You're putting her on your arm.
Yes.
What about my arm?
You want me to put her on your arm?
Did I say that?
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying... Why should it be you?
She has to go on somebody's arm.
I know that.
I don't understand, Carol.
We'll toss for it. Did I? Was that funny?
Are you frightened?
Yes, I'm frightened, aren't you?
Well, I wasn't.
You don't think. You got a child. You might die.
Why are you telling me this?
I can't resist the obvious.
What do we do?
I suggested tossing.
You have a coin?
You want to toss now?
Well, that was your idea.
I put her on my arm.
What?
Put the damn thing on my... Here.
Carol, this is not the way science is carried out.
Ooh.
Did she bite you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I brought you some fruit, Carol.
Yeah.
But I guess you're not eating much, huh? Yeah.
Did you get the results?
Yes.
Is it yellow fever?
Yep. Carol, what happened?
I was swimming. I got a headache, then the shakes. We did it, Lazier.
Oh, you think we did it?
What?
How do you think we're supposed to verify...
Well, what is this?
You were swimming.
Yeah.
Do you notice any mosquitoes?
Sure, hundreds. Lazier,
what the hell are we doing? And you've been with fever patients? For God's sake, you've even been in the autopsy room.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? We don't know where you got the fever from.
All right.
What's all right?
I mean, you still got that mosquito, haven't you? So put her on the arm of someone who hasn't been anywhere, huh?
Name?
Stevenson.
You've been here...
2 months.
Where have you been?
Sir?
You've been anywhere outside the barracks?
No, sir.
You know what this experiment's about?
Yes, sir.
You know there's a chance you'll catch yellow fever?
Yes, sir.
You know if you do catch it, there's a 70% chance you'll die?
Yes, sir.
Why are you doing this, Stevenson?
I can't say. If I can help.
Do you have a family?
Do I have to talk about them?
No.
Should I roll up my sleeve?
Good night, honey. She says you didn't say good night to her. She said...
Please, Alice.
What is it?
I may have killed two men.
Is the soldier ill?
So far, he has mild symptoms, but...
And Mr. Carroll?
Very sick. And Reed's letter. full of anxiety for his colleagues.
What are you going to do?
What should I do?
Are you going to get yellow fever?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Alice.
If you loved us, you wouldn't be doing this.
Alice, I asked that trooper the same thing. Why are you doing this? He said he didn't know, and I don't either.
Well, good. You ate the fruit.
Yeah. So, how's it going?
We got 2 so far, out of 11.
Is that enough?
Reed thinks so.
Does he?
Yes.
Is he here?
His boat got in this morning.
Yeah, we'll see him. Brave as a lion now the yellow fever season's over.
Reed isn't important.
Tell him that.
Look, Carol, you're better?
I had a vision in the night.
What?
It was a purple dragon. I was backing off, but it kept coming. Finally, it reached out with a claw and pulled my heart out of my chest and held it like an apple. I felt terrible pain.
Yeah, you would.
I did. It was acute dilation.
What?
It felt like I could feel it being arrested in diastole.
What was it?
Well, you want to know about the dream?
No, I mean, what happened?
Oh, some crisis in here. It's passed.
But you think you're better?
Yeah, I'm out of the woods. What?
I'm pleased. Carol, I'm so pleased.
So, what now?
You recover fully.
Mm-hmm. Then?
And what do you mean?
We have enough.
You know we haven't.
Oh.
What?
This has been for nothing?
No.
Look, I nearly died, Azir.
So, you're out of it.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Look, why doesn't an infected mosquito always pass the fever on? You don't know.
Oh, for God.
Well, what do we have? Look at it. One mild case that proves nothing, and you. You know where you got the yellow fever from? From physical contact with fever patients.
You don't believe
Can you
that.
Prove it? Look me in the eye and tell me we have enough. We haven't, Carol. Not yet.
Jesse? Charlie, what's the matter?
I'm
Charlie?
Alice.
Jesse.
Get me to the hospital. I gotta go to the hospital.
Jesse.
Started with a headache.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ignored it.
Yeah, very wise.
Fever in the night.
Did you resume the experiments without me?
No.
So where did you get it?
I've been thinking. I was in the ward. I was applying this mosquito to patient's arm.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't take. I was holding it on like that and trying to keep still.
Yeah?
And this other mosquito flew over, landed on me, and I could have brushed it away. I didn't want to move and disturb my mosquito.
You let it bite you?
Yes. 3 things.
What?
Tell Alice how I got bitten. It was an accident. Tell her. Carol?
Yes.
All my notebooks on my desk.
The Zier.
All my research, yes, yes.
Yes. I think you're going to pull through.
I coughed up blood in the night. Dying, Carol. Look at me.
You bastard. You bastard, Lizier.
Major Reed, I wish to resign from the project.
Nonsense.
I want extended sick leave.
What for?
Lazier has died, and we have nothing to show for it.
Will that help him? He fell in battle.
I don't think you understand. I don't want to go on with the project.
I heard you. Sit down. You're depressed. You won't be. I've got news. Will you sit down? Lazier gave his life like a soldier. What do you want to do?
I tried to explain.
I never go with explanations. I look at you. I see someone about to break through.
And break down, maybe.
Listen to me.
No. The cost has been too great.
Carol.
And I personally, myself, feel now is the time to...
But Sternberg has bought it.
What?
Funding. He recognizes sacrifice. You are his spearhead. You're reluctant. Of course you are. But it isn't the first response that matters most.
Does it matter if a man's first reaction on a battlefield is, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, get me out of here? No. It's what he does next that will be remembered. Remembered, honored, respected. That will bear fruit in the lives of others. How many people...
What?
...can give themselves to friendship? Can serve the memory of their dead comrades? Fidelity, Carol, to those who have fallen. I am about to speak at a meeting of the American Public Health Association. And we are publishing in the Philadelphia Medical Journal. Lazier's name... Lazier's name won't be forgotten. Neither will yours. Sternberg is associating himself publicly with the project. I don't question his right. Just take the money.
We need a camp.
You've got it.
We need volunteers.
I'll find them for you.
I need funds.
I've said.
And Mrs. Lazier needs a pension.
We'll go through channels. Anything else? You know where you can find me.
Indianapolis.
Thank you.
I'm impressed, Dr. Carroll.
Yeah? Yeah, so you should be, Dr. Finley.
And you're calling at Camp Lazier.
Yeah.
So, this is where you'll find your victory over yellow fever.
That's right.
Where you'll prove my ideas.
Your name will be mentioned.
Mentioned. At the moment, it looks like two huts in a jungle clearing.
Stick around.
Why would I do that?
I'm talking about real science, Dr. Finley, not voodoo. You might learn something.
You don't look so confident, Dr. Carroll.
Yeah, well, I'm here.
How many people can you kill, you think, before Washington gets nervous?
I don't care about Washington. I'm not doing this for Washington.
In that case, I wish you luck.
Yeah? Well, how would you like to volunteer for our mosquito hut?
Oh, we'll see.
Come again. I could do with the support.
Scotch, Walter?
Thank you, George.
Welcome to Washington.
Thank you.
How's it going down in Cuba?
I'm confident.
Are you?
I'm very confident.
Good. There's a lot of money on the table.
We don't want to show our hand too soon.
And neither do we want to hang on to our cards too long.
No, sir. But you're getting results.
Every day. Excellent. So what exactly is it you're doing?
We're conducting a series of elimination experiments.
Aha. Using control groups?
Control groups, target groups.
A systematic approach?
Yes, sir.
Hygienic?
Hygienic, yes, sir. Methodical, painstaking.
Sounds good. It sounds army in the best sense.
I think it is.
I envy you. Sometimes I wonder if my life's taken a wrong turning. I look at my desk, paperwork piled high. I shake my head. I wonder... I'd give my eye teeth to be spearheading a research project like this one.
Yes, sir. You don't know what you're missing.
You'll sleep here.
Sir?
We want you to use these blankets. Smell bother you?
I can put up with it.
If you want to be sick, there's a bucket.
Where do these blankets come from?
They've been in a box for 3 weeks. That's how they got to this state. Before that, they were used at the fever hospital.
Where should I put my clothes?
You won't need them. You'll sleep in this nightshirt. Yes?
From the fever hospital, too?
It belonged to a yellow fever patient. He died in it, as a matter of fact. You still willing to go through with this?
What are those stains?
You want to know?
Yeah, sir.
The black down the front is blood. Yellow fever causes gastric hemorrhage, which the patient brings up as black vomit. That's why some call it el vomito negro. You want to leave?
No, sir.
The yellow, that's just plain wholesome urine. It's flecked with blood. The brown of the back, you can guess. Now.
You want me to put it on?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. Any complaints?
Damn thing's too small, sir.
How long did he stay in there?
3 weeks.
But he was the only one.
No, we used groups of them. I repeated the experiment 4 times.
And?
Not one of them caught yellow fever. What do you think I concluded?
Yellow fever is not transmitted through contact with clothing or bedding.
Real science, Dr. Finley.
So all the stories of fever houses and haunted ships...
The fabric of those places was definitely not infected.
All right. What about the contagious school of thought?
What about it?
Well, they're going to say you proved their case. They're going to say, if it isn't in infected clothes, it isn't in the fabric of buildings or boats, and nor is it in the air, we were right all along. Yellow fever is passed between people.
Look, it isn't my job.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going
to say it isn't my job to disprove anything. I'm going to show proof. I'm going to heap it on them. They won't be able to breathe. The evidence will be that strong. So, I wanted you to be the first to see it.
What's that?
My yellow fever house.
You're going to let mosquitoes loose in here.
I'm breeding them.
My style.
Yeah, we got that from you. This is science. You see? The room divided, two compartments, a wire screen down the middle. Air can circulate in here, but mosquitoes can't. Getting an idea?
What about the bedding?
Sterilized in both compartments. I don't want anyone saying it's the bedding. I put two volunteers in one half and shut the doors. I put another volunteer in that half.
And you give him a mosquito to sleep with?
Exactly. A mosquito that has already fed from a yellow fever victim.
You're hoping to infect him?
I'm what they call quietly confident.
You think I didn't try this?
What?
For years.
I've seen your results.
And you know it doesn't work.
Ah.
Ah, what?
Why not?
What?
Why didn't it work?
I...
See, we say it's the mosquitoes. Follow through.
A mosquito plunges its needle into a yellow fever victim.
Yes.
It draws up a quantity of infected blood.
We say the yellow fever organism is in the blood.
We don't know what that organism is.
We haven't ever seen it, but that's our hypothesis. And incidentally, they can't say it's not there either.
The infected mosquito lands on someone else. She plunges her needle. The infected microorganism is transmitted.
Yeah, that was your idea. But you never succeeded in infecting anyone.
That's right. I'm grateful to you for reminding me.
Lazier said we should examine what people have been saying about yellow fever. People have been observing it for years. Look at what they say. The medical officer for the U.S. Quarantine Service believes yellow fever is due to infectious surroundings. I think he's wrong, but he makes some interesting observations. He estimates that it takes 10 to 15 days for somewhere to become infected. Now, I say he's seeing something real, but drawing the wrong conclusion from it. What was he observing?
An incubation period.
That's right. How long did you leave between infecting a mosquito and putting it on a volunteer?
A day at the most.
Yeah. You didn't leave it long enough.
No more. Reed?
Wait a minute, sir.
I had no idea. One death.
Wait.
One death and I'm finished. You never told me.
I did tell you.
You never said we are risking lives.
I understood, but you knew.
You understood wrong. And what's that going to look like, huh?
It's going to look like you were bold enough
what?
To take a... It's going to look like you made a bold decision.
No, it won't. It won't. It makes me look like a man without brains or grip. It'll make me look like a dumb schmuck who didn't know what was going on under his nose. Do you think I want that view of me to be spread around, hmm?
No, sir.
Get down to Cuba and close that goddamn project down.
Yes, sir.
Major Reed, the man was bitten 3 times in the night.
Carol.
Within 4 days, he developed yellow fever.
Don't tell me that.
What?
Carol.
The other 2 volunteers who weren't bitten stayed healthy.
Carol.
I repeated the experiment several times with the same result. Now we know why the disease is associated with low-lying houses, and even with the lower stories of houses. That's where mosquitoes swarm. It also accounts for why a sudden frost brings an epidemic to an end. It kills the mosquitoes.
Listen to me. I have a question.
But I had to be sure.
What?
I drew some blood from a yellow fever patient into a syringe.
What did you do with it?
I injected it under someone's skin. He caught yellow fever.
I have a question. Has anybody died from your experiments down here? Has anybody...
No, sir. Everyone recovered. Except Lazier.
So... What are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm saying that if you get rid of the mosquitoes, then you can have your canal in Panama.
I have family in Baltimore.
Yes, ma'am.
My sister. My mother's dead.
You're ready to go, I can see.
I've never packed alone, Mr. Carroll.
If I'm interrupting...
No. Why have you come to see me?
I couldn't easily say.
You couldn't?
No.
You're a strange man.
I'm a stranger to myself.
My husband said he couldn't be sure of you. I think he changed his mind.
Ma'am.
So?
I'm leaving Cuba myself.
Oh, yes. Washington, congratulations.
Ma'am, I...
You worked for
it. I didn't seek it.
The chair of bacteriology, Columbia, is that right?
I didn't actively seek it.
Your work is already saving thousands of lives. The use of wire screens, the quarantining, the fumigation. It's a victory, Dr. Carroll.
Yeah, then why doesn't it feel like it?
I wish you well.
I wanted to say your husband was a good man.
But he died.
Yes.
You feel guilty?
Yes.
Take the job. Take it.
Thank you.
No. No, please. Don't thank me.